you're missing out if you think that there's not money doing in-home sales and that you can't make a six-figure income pretty easily if you put in the work. The money's out there. The companies are out there. You just got to be willing to make the call.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from Sacramento, California, coming to you live from my office. And I figured today I'd change things up a little bit. I'd talk about sales jobs and a good industry to be in, or a good series of industries to be in. And, you know, that's in-home sales. And it was always interesting to me when I would tell people, yeah, you know, I do heating and air sales full time. Looks like 2008, 2009, 2010. And I would get that like, oh, well, you know, that's not real sales. And I would laugh, right? I'd laugh at these people. I'd say, are you freaking kidding me? You know, this is sales. I mean, you go through everything that an average salesperson would. And then, you know, we would have the conversation like, why do you not think it's real? And then they would always inevitably say, well, you know, you can't make that much money in the world of in-home sales. And then I would really laugh because, you know, if you're good at what you do, minimum six figures easy, right? And I know people in the in-home sales game that do solar roofing, heating and air, windows, you know, landscaping, you name it, anything that has to do with the home that make $200, $300, $400, $500,000 a year. I know of a guy who makes $9,000. I don't know him personally. I know the company he works for. But I look at this and I'm like, how is it that you could look down on this industry and not think that it's good? You know, some of these guys and girls that I know are making more than doctors, more than attorneys, more than some pretty, like, what would be considered a prestigious job. And for them, it's just like, hey, I'm just going to go out and I'm going to go close deals. You don't need a degree. You don't need a high school education for the most part. And depending upon the state, you may not even need to pass a background check. I know in California, you know, as of today, felons can't get a license to sell in homes. But it's one of those things where I look at people and they're like, hey, oh, I'm sorry you do in-home sales. And like, they kind of give you the eye roll and the stretch jaw, like, ooh, like that's not good. Until they find out just how much money could be made. So, you know, I figured I would put some information together for you. Like, it might be a good career choice for you. And, you know, there's a couple of reasons why. You know, most companies that are in the industry who do pretty well, they want you to make over six figures because they know if you're going to make money, they're going to make money. So they got a pretty good mindset about, hey, there's people out there that could do good and they could take care of these things. They know that if you're willing to put in the work and you're willing to put in the effort, it's not just that you win, they win as well. The really cool thing is like you're not tied to a geography. You know, at one point, when one of the hurricanes hit down in the south in Florida, I was offered a job. They were making phone calls. Hey, are you good at sales? You want to come live in Florida? We'll pay you per diem. You know, the same thing happened when there was the hurricane in New Orleans. Like, you know, there's a lot of times you would be surprised at how often companies will, they'll hear your name, they'll see stats, they'll know your numbers because there's different industry associations that post your numbers and they start dialing. Hey, it looks like you know how to sell. Looks like you know a system. Come down and work for us. You got a job, you know, and they'll say, hey, look, in 3 months, you'll make $120,000, $200,000, $300,000 if you can run that many appointments. If we got leads, we need you to run them. We need you to close them. You know, moving from city to city is no big deal. At one point, I was really interested in moving to Oahu in like 2011, 2012. And I went and talked to a couple of roofing companies because, you know, that was kind of a similar industry to heating and air. I really wasn't going to, you know, push my training programs. I really wasn't going to put stuff out there. And I was like, you know, it might be a good move for me to move to Hawaii and sell roofs. And as soon as they found out what I had sold and what I had done doing heating and air, they were like, well, you know, How long would it take for you to learn a sales process? I'm like, you know, as long as you want me to study, I'll get it done in a week. I'll get it done in a weekend, whatever it's going to take. So just because somebody sells windows or roofs or heating and air or, you know, whatever the product is, you fill in the blank. Solar, landscaping, there is a learning curve. I'm not saying there's not. You know, sometimes people say, hey, Scott, like, well, what about all this stuff that you need to learn? Like, you know, that comes with the job. Once you learn sales basic mastery, once you learn how everything goes, you know, figuring out the common information comes down to making phone calls and asking people. You can't be too scared of that. So you got the ability to move just about anywhere that you want. There's been quite a few of trade associations that have come and gone along in the past and that are around right now, and they all use pretty much, let's say, a standard 10-step process. And once you get that 10-step process down, like when people find out, like, oh, you know that system, you know this system, you know that trainer, you know this trainer, come work for us. You can come close deals for us. And the thing is these companies are always looking, just like every other sales organization, just like every other industry is always looking, because 80% of salespeople are not very good at what they do. That it doesn't matter. I mean, like, I could go online today. I'm here in Sacramento, and I could probably jump on Craigslist or Indeed or Monster or any one of those sources or sites where you go and you look at resumes, and there's probably 20 or 30 companies in each one of those home categories that are looking for people who can close a deal. And, you know, a lot of times these companies will train you. They'll say, hey, look, you know, if you don't know what to do, we'll bring you on board. We'll put you through 1 week, 2 week, 4 week, 8 week program to help you learn how to close some deals. We really want you to come work for us. We really want you to be successful. Come on to our property and we'll get you going. You're going to be happy. You're going to be successful. We're going to get you taken care of. So you can't get caught up in like, this company may or may not train me. I don't know if they're going to like what I have to say. I mean, in the in-home sales world, you know, there's not, if you're pretty good at what you do, there's not really a lot of competition out there. There's some good salespeople. You know, there's some good salespeople at every company. There's some good people out there when it comes to closing deals. But at the end of the day, we're going to go back to the 80-20 rule, which I talk about a lot because I've trained so many salespeople and looked at so many salespeople and seen so many sales processes that, you know, it's not you against everybody. It's you against roughly 35% of the world of sales. That's it. And of that, 15% of those people are not very good. You know, 20% are pretty good at what they do. Their top 5% are going to be the people that you really want to chase. And those are the guys that are making $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 a year. So it's entirely possible for you to make whatever income that you want and do whatever you want to do. Now, I will tell you, from experience, there is, like, you're like, hey, Scott, you show me all the good. Show me the other end of the spectrum. All right, let's talk about the other end. The hours. You work crazy hours. You know, I think that there was a time that I was easily pushing 60 to 70 hours a week. You know, I wasn't in appointment 60 to 70 hours a week, but you know, you figure travel time and dropping by installs and doing follow-ups and helping concerned clients, you know, it can easily push, you know, 6 days a week. And, you know, companies that buy leads and are really good at marketing, if you can close deals, they'll fill up your schedule. And I, anytime that I've ever worked anywhere, I don't care what the job is, I'll work whatever hours you want, but just leave me alone in vacation time. And so I would work the most insane hours. I would take the most, like, someone would call me at 10 o'clock at night, Scott, we got an appointment. I'd be like, boom, put me on it. You know, somebody wants an appointment at 10 o'clock, there's a good reason for it, I'm going to go run it. I remember I met with a guy here in Sacramento, and he worked for a really well-known company. He was the CEO of a really well-known company here in Sacramento. And the office calls, and they're like, Scott, we got a guy who wants to meet at 5 in the morning. I'm like, put it on my schedule. And like, you didn't even hear the rest of it. I'm like, I don't care. Somebody wants to meet at 5. They want to buy something, you know? And it, real deal, the guy was like, this is the time I'm normally at the office getting stuff done. Can you give me a presentation in 15 minutes and tell me everything that I know, including price? I'm like, this is an executive. I will give you the executive summary. I got done with my presentation. He's like, let's do it. It was one of the easiest sales I ever made because I understood that, like, you know, sometimes you got to figure out what time people are want to meet and just close some deals. But, you know, there's also the people who are the looky-loos, and, you know, you have to do your job to sell them on why to move forward today. And, you know, you have to overcome all the objections. You know, in a lot of the in-home trades, there's a low barrier to entry. So if a guy can go and get a contractor's license, that's all it takes. I mean, in California, you can only put 10% down. So if it's a $10,000 job, you know, there's a lot of guys trying to sell for that $1,000 so that they could just close the deal. Like, it's only going to cost you $1,000 to get started. And a lot of the companies out there don't require money down, but like you're dealing with some really good people all the way down to scumbaggery. And there are some definite scumbags in the in-home world. I mean, you name the industry, it's going to be that way. It doesn't matter if it's insurance. It doesn't matter if it's car sales. You're going to have scumbaggery from all of them. And the shady people, some of them just don't go away. And I remember having a conversation with my uncles that they knew a guy that showed them his contractor's license. And he was like, this is a license to steal. And it's unfortunate because it doesn't really need to be that way. You can make a ton of money in the world of in-home sales and never do anything wrong and take care of people the right way, which you should. The bad, if you're not paying attention, you get caught up in price, because that's the way that most salespeople sell in the industry. They don't sell on what's good. They don't sell on the value. They sell low dollar. And if you're not paying attention, you can end up working for a shady company. So, I mean, like the pros way outweigh the cons when it comes to doing in-home sales. If you're like, hey, Scott, I really want to find a six-figure job and I don't have a college degree, like, they really don't care. They're like, the question is, can you close a deal? Like, can you make a sale happen? That's really what it is. And if you don't, like, there's a lot of companies out there that'll train you.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.